from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Oh, hello, potties. We haven't done a podcast for a few days.
We still love you, though. I mean, we've been seeing other people. Well, but this is an open relationship, isn't it?
I mean, we haven't been seeing other podcast people.
I'm sure they're seeing other people.
It's not like we just...
Okay. Oh. One-on-one right now, you listening. Are you listening to other people?
They can't respond.
I want them to answer. I want them to out loud, even if you've got your headphones in, you're on a run. Tell me. Be honest. Are you listening to other people?
To be honest, it's a bit sad if listening to other people.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just generally seeing any other people in their lives.
No, I want podcasts. Oh. Like, are we their only podcast?
Well, they should. I want to support other podcasts.
Is this a polyamorous relationship that we've got going on?
And you've got to mix it up, your content. You know, you've got to get some
guys and girls.
Sure. If that's the way you want to look at it.
That's the best joke we're going to do in the next 5 minutes. So enjoy the show.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Live across the sunny coast.
You don't want the little balls of the broccoli, do you?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, another week. Where would you rather be?
Gee, you sound old.
I do not really sound old.
You've just had a birthday. You've come back. You sound ancient.
I feel a bit ancient. Well, do you know what my partner said to me? The first thing he said to me when I saw him this morning was, oh, you look haggard.
Haggard?
Haggard?
Is he the guy from
Harry Potter? What do you mean? Is that because I turned 33 or am I just looking haggard?
Yeah, you do sound old now.
I do not sound old. How does one sound old?
Should you be maybe changing stations? Are you bringing the vibe of CFM down a little bit?
Well, Caroline's leaving from next door, so who knows? I could be playing some Crowded House in no time. Anyway, welcome to another week of the Ellie and Taz Show. Good to be with you. It's going to be a weird, like, stormy week this week across the coast.
It is, but we have one thing on our mind. It's going to be 12 hours of broadcasting. It's going to be absolutely chaotic on Friday. We are starting in Caloundra and walking all the way up to Majimba right across the sunny coast. Mm-hmm. This Friday, it is our Kicks for Kids walk. We do it every year. Sunny Coast, can I say, the donations coming through helping Sunny Coast kids already amazing.
I know. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
We're seeing kids donate their pocket money. We're seeing people just going, you know what, I got a couple of bucks, or even they're rolling their sleeves up and giving a couple of hundred as well.
Yep.
If you want to jump on, it is, of course, the Cricks Volkswagen Kicks for Kids, raising funds to keep local kids connected to school and community. You can donate now, inclusivekids.com.au.
And tomorrow morning, Foz and Brooke have an auction item up for grabs. All the proceeds go to Kicks for Kids. And tomorrow's is pretty good.
Yeah.
A table for six at Some Young Guys. So if you want to donate and you want a delicious meal, then maybe hold out and do it tomorrow morning.
Why not? And Ellie will not give you any financial advice officially on the show, but unofficially, a little tax expense.
Yeah, it is.
Hey.
Yeah, it is.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Sunny Coast, be thankful that you heard the Vanessa version of that song. Because I was treated to a very intimate session of Ellie singing that
song. You're welcome. You're welcome, Taz.
No note was hit.
Make my way downtown, walk on fire, stay my home.
I haven't been applauding for an encore. You left, okay?
That was the country version. Making my way downtown.
You've got a story to tell. It's quite a long story.
It is. Okay.
Let's get started.
All right. It's Ellie and Taz, by the way. This is CFM.
I think they know.
On the whole, Taz, you know I'm not a good liar.
You're terrible at lying.
Yeah.
The problem that I have is I can't keep a straight face.
Mm.
So if somebody's going to pull a prank, don't include me in the prank because I will ruin it. I'm just so excited for the prank, you can see straight through me.
Well, I feel too guilty. I can't go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I've had a few beverages.
Okay.
Turns out, after a few frothies, responsibly, of course, Ellie Chaney becomes able to lie through her teeth. And it's been a bit of a theme over my adult life that I'll go out on the town.
Yes.
And just come up with a new character for myself.
A story that I have been told is you've gone out, you and one girl, I think, one of your friends, and you pretended to be English.
Irish.
Yeah. Irish.
My name was Niamh.
The whole time.
It's the Backpackers Bar in Noosa, KBs.
Is that the one with the silent H? N-I-A-H?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so glad no one asked me to spell it because I couldn't. I have been known to do it. It happened again on Friday night.
Who were you?
It was my birthday and my brother and I went out and had a few drinks. And we made friends with a whole group of people on Ocean Street. of all various ages, you know, walks of life. It was great. But this was the last bar we went to of the night. So the memory's a little bit foggy. I woke up the next day and I was going through my phone, as you do, and I was with my brother and I said, why do I have an outgoing call to Julie Facenerve? And he said, ah, because you were pretending to be a lawyer and Julie, name change for legal reasons.
No. Well, you're a lawyer, you would know.
A medical malpractice suit that she wanted to file. And she wanted to hire you to be her lawyer because you were going around saying that you worked for the law firm Sunny Homies.
And co. and son. Wow. What? So hang on. So did you see the need? So I'm thinking,
yes.
Which happened first? Did you become a lawyer, fictitious lawyer first, or did the need for a lawyer come up in conversation and you went, hang on a second? I can pretend to be one of those.
Look, my brother is actually a lawyer. So
you
there's
can
a chance.
Say enough stuff to get away with it.
Yeah, there's a chance that it came up in conversation and it was, what do you do? And he said, I'm a lawyer. And I just piggybacked on saying, yeah, I'm a lawyer too. And then so she's launched into this full story about how she had an appointment and it went wrong and her face nerve is damaged as a
Julie
result, so she wants to
nerve.
Sue. And I was like, yeah. And so then apparently I
yeah,
said,
yeah, I'll get you millions, love.
Right. I'll get your number. And then I've done the old, I'll call her.
Yeah.
So she's got my number. That's why the outgoing call was there. And so I'm just waiting for her to follow me up, really, so I can launch the suit on behalf of her for medical malpractice. With my law firm, Sunny Homies.
Say objection a little bit in the court when you're there.
Right.
How far could you get? So she'll call you.
Yeah. Oh,
you'd have to sit down with her and discuss stuff. And you just go, yeah, yeah, this is easy. Yeah, I've dealt with stuff like this all the time. Right.
Yeah.
Then what are you doing?
Probably calling a real lawyer and saying, hey, let's split the profits. I got you the lead.
I've got the finder's fee.
Yeah, you do all the work.
This is the win of a century right here.
So Julie Facenerve, if you're listening, apologies. Apparently, I asked my brother, I never came clean. So she does still think.
She genuinely thinks she's got in contact with a lawyer on Ocean Street.
Yes.
A 5 foot something that will just.
Who was knocking back espresso martinis.
Stand for you in court if you've been mistreated in the medical world.
I'm screwed. But hey, I just want to put it out there. I don't know if we'll get calls. Does anyone else do this? Does anyone else just lie to strangers after they've had a couple of drinks? 545-11919.
Oh, maybe.
Is it your go-to?
People might, like, you know, someone comes up to you and asks for your number or something, you might lie to them, or you may have played a bit of a character, because, like, again, you're never going to see these people again.
Right.
Why not? 545-11919. We do have a caller of the day prize as well. If we love your story, a $50 Bunnings voucher could be yours. What's the question?
Do you tell lies to strangers after a couple of drinks?
Or do you need legal help?
From Sunny Homies. Alicia is in Woodford. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks. Have you been known to make up a few porkies when you're out on the town?
With my resume, it's pretty hard with me because I do this way too often.
Yes.
I think the biggest one, I was on a date with a guy and he's eating orange and poppy seed cake for dessert. And he says, do you want some? And I was like, I don't want poppy seeds in my teeth. And I went, oh, I'm actually allergic to poppy seeds. Anyway, fast forward 7 years, I'm married to this guy. And then we're out at a friend's for a barbecue and I'm chowing down on this poppy seed bread. I was so brutal. And he goes, oh, my God, what do I do if you stop breathing? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're allergic to poppy seeds. I'm like, am I? And he's like, you told me. And I was like, oh, I did, hey. look, hey. Our whole relationship is based on a lie. He's like, I haven't eaten poppy seeds for 7 years.
Oh,
I love that he remembered 7 years later.
I totally forgot I'd said it. I'd had a few wines. I was like, oh, I don't want no what to say. I don't want to tell him I don't want poppy seeds in my teeth.
That is great. I love it.
That doesn't stop me, though. I still do it.
No, exactly. It's more fun to just be someone else for a night, isn't it?
He'd be begrudgingly eating poppy seeds now.
Yeah.
He'd be ordering them all the time just to rub it in your face.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I don't watch a lot of reality TV, Tazzy.
Or TV in general from you.
Oh, look, I'll do a Netflix binge from time to time.
I love watching my sport.
Yeah.
That's what the TV's there for.
But But I have been caught up today mm-hmm. in what happened on the block last night. The season finale, the big auction day.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't know enough about it because okay. I'm not a huge The Block fan. They just finished their 20th season, right?
Yeah.
And so I have never really seen a full season, start to finish, of The Block. Mm-hmm. So I don't know enough about it. Mm-hmm. However, this seems rigged.
Well,
it seems set up.
I have spent today, wisely, I've been doing a deep dive into who I believe to be the richest man on earth, Adrian Portelli.
Okay, this is the... Okay, so news articles and websites and stuff going berserk because this mm-hmm. this guy has bought all five block houses.
Yep, so he is a
they
billionaire.
They do have a house. They have to sell it at the end. Whoever sells for more wins.
Correct.
Yeah.
So whoever sells for more above the reserve price. So the valuers would come in and say it's this. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, anyway. But that's not the point, okay? He's come in. Mm-hmm. He's worth $1 billion and he's 35 years old. He's an Aussie guy.
Wow.
I was like, how?
It's like Taylor Swift.
So he splashed $15 million on buying every single house in this season of The Block.
It's nothing to
it's
him.
It's unbelievable. So I've deep dived further into him. Mm-hmm. He's the guy they call Lambo Guy. Do you remember a couple of years ago? Yeah, he had a Lamborghini craned 57 stories
yes.
into the penthouse apartment that he owns
yeah.
that's worth like $300 million or something. And so everyone on the street's just watching this Lamborghini get craned in the sky.
Wow.
So he's been dubbed Lambo Guy since then. And now he's going around. Like the other day he went to a shopping centre in Adelaide and just gave out $150,000 worth of Coles Myer vouchers to people.
Yeah.
He's just rich.
Once you've got that money, you really want – you don't care about the money. You care about the stunt. You care about the attention.
Yeah,
right?
Because he's just going to make more money.
Exactly. The more people are caring, following you on Instagram, getting around your competitions, et cetera, et cetera. And then it spirals. We've seen that with Mr. Beast on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's doing something similar, I'm guessing, with the block houses. I haven't read into it. He's buying all five.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about the $15 million he's dropped on them.
No, he's hinted he might give them away.
Yeah, see, he doesn't care about the cash. He just wants what we're doing right now, talking about him.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's
and
got it.
So the auctions on the block are set out, you know, obviously one after another. And they reckon that it was rigged so that he had told the producers that he was going to be buying all five.
Yep.
And he, get this, picked his partner's favourite couple because she watches the show so much. So he said to her, who do you like the best? I'll make sure they win it. What? Imagine.
Scandal.
Imagine being that rich.
Well, I was thinking, like, if let's say you wanted to buy one of these
yeah.
and you had a budget of $2 million,
yeah.
the first one goes to some mystery Lambo guy.
Yeah.
Second one goes to the Lambo guy.
Yeah.
Third one, he's undercover, by the way. He's not bidding himself.
No.
Fourth one goes, so you've got this all this money. You're like, well, I'm going to dump all of my money into this.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, I'm a billionaire, so I'm just going to outbid
keep
you.
Keep going.
And so then they win.
I know.
I don't like it. I'm angry.
Hey, how dare you speak ill of my new best friend. Adrian, if you're listening... Want to be best friends.
Actually,
want
yeah.
to hang out.
We like Guzman for lunch.
Guzman? Mate, the guy's a billionaire. I want lobster rolls,
I'll get
baby.
The large burrito, please.
Ellie and Taz yeah. on 91.9 CFM.
If you're a parent, we want to hear from you. Or if you've got parents that used to lie to you, we want to know what lies did you tell your kids? Because there's a video going viral on Instagram at the moment of this poor kid. Now, we've all been asked questions that maybe by kids that maybe we can't answer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to tell a little white lie.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like this mum did that.
And they taught you about reproductive system at school and what
yes.
happened?
You told me that the parents have to go to sleep and see each other in the same dream. I was 7 years old and it stuck with me until I heard that.
It's a great one. The parents go to sleep.
Yeah.
They have to see each other in the same dream.
Yep.
If they want to have a kid. Great lie.
I mean, it makes some sense.
Right?
You've got to connect in some way.
Exactly. 545-11919. What lies have you told your kids, Sunny Coast? A $50 Bunnings voucher up for grabs as well. We won't admit to everybody that it's a lie. We won't give your secret away.
No, absolutely not.
No.
It happened to me when I was a kid. Mm. I had just been learning about how the earth rotates at school.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to mum about it on the way home and she must have been distracted at the time.
Okay.
And I was in the back seat just nattering away. And
yeah.
I said, mum, because the earth rotates, and we're in a car that moves. Is the car actually moving, or is the car just like rotating with the earth and just rolling along because it's got wheels on?
Yeah.
I mean, kid logic, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And Mum must have been distracted. She was just like, yeah, that's right. So then for like 2 years, I thought that the car just rolled along with the earth's rotation. And then one day I was like, how do cars go in different directions then?
See, I do to you what your mum did to you back then.
Yeah.
You've talked for 45 minutes and I've gone, I need to find a way to shut her up. Just agree.
Works every time.
All right, we're talking what lies do you tell your kids or what were you told as a kid? 545-11919. James from Sippy Downs. G'day, mate.
How you going, mate?
Hey, James. Are you the parent who's telling lies or did you have a parent telling lies to you?
I am the parent telling a little white lie, yeah.
Okay, what happened?
So we've got two little ones and we thought, how can we get our kids to behave and do certain things at night time before bed and the rest of it? So I was watching a movie called Johnny English and there was a character in it called Sujan. So we ended up taking that name and found the craziest looking old lady online, used that photo and then said, if you don't behave, we're going to have to send you to a babysitter named Sujan. Every time we use it, our kids do exactly as they're told.
How scary is this picture that you're using?
Well, if I showed you, the kids don't like her. They don't want to see her. They're very, they'll definitely want to stay home and do as they're told, that's for sure.
That have you ever made genius. Up lies about what she's like as a person and what she'd do?
She has a sister as well.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Who's the sister?
So we didn't actually go on to that because the kids haven't asked that question yet. But they keep on, as they get older, they ask more questions. So we've got to be a bit more like, how do we word things now? So it's becoming a bit more of a story. So
she doesn't have any Wi-Fi, I find. And one of the kids has to be on a bike to power the household at all times as well.
Lots of homework, lots of duties, and they also have to catch the train.
God, that's enough to make me not want to dissipate.
You and public transport, don't get me started.
Last resort is we have to drive them to the train station. We haven't got there yet.
I love it, James.
James, that is the most creative punishment ever. I love it.
What was the name again?
So, Sujan.
Sujan will get
you. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
A big day on the calendar is Friday. We're going to be walking 30Ks right across the sunny coast and hopefully making as much noise as we can using this old thing. 12 hours worth of broadcasting, you, me, Foz and Brooke, all raising money for inclusive kids. But we've got to get to the why and the what. Where is our money going and how will it help the Sunny Coast community?
Yeah, and so we wanted to get a bit of an insight into the Sunshine Coast and people who might be living, you know, below the poverty line, for want of a better word. They're struggling to make ends meet. The cost of living is, of course, rising and making it so tough for people.
Mm.
So in order to get an insight into that, please welcome Beck from Coast to Bay Housing to the show. Hi, Beck.
Hello, guys. I can't believe you guys are doing that. That is a massive effort.
So tell us a bit about Coast to Bay and what you guys do.
So Coast to Bay has been operating across our four regions for about the last 35 years almost, and we provide social and community and affordable housing. And we have currently about 1,200 families, so that could be single parents or couples with children in our housing. And of those, we've got roughly 400 who are school aged, and a lot of these children are going without the real basics for school, so without lunchboxes, without backpacks, and without school shoes.
Do you see a spiralling effect if the kids don't make the right decisions at that sort of school age? Does that then sort of push them down a path that's kind of hard to turn around if they're hanging out with the wrong people and they're not fitting in at school and they're making those bad decisions?
What we do see is that children can become very inward and very shy and they're more susceptible to bullying because they withdraw if they don't have the right school shoes, if they don't have a backpack. So, you know, we've had kids who are taking their school gear to school every day in plastic bags. So when you are getting up every day with that kind of mindset and knowing that that's how it is and you don't have the basics that the kids next to you do, it's really hard to keep your mental health together.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about little kids to teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I want to say, because a lot of people don't realise this, is state schools have fees as well. So state schools have costs for the library, for the technology, all of those things. And most of our families simply can't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine what it means to a 12-year-old child if everyone else has got an iPad and you don't, and you're trying to handwrite everything and you're trying to keep up. So, you know, every dollar does count.
Absolutely. And we often say on this show there are a lot of families out there who are having to choose between paying the rent and, you know, putting food on the table for the kids. You would see a lot of that, I imagine, in the work you do.
Absolutely. What we especially see is, and I can give you a couple of really heartbreaking but true examples of local families. So we have a family who has four children, four school-age children, and within those four children there's twin boys.
Mm-hmm.
And there was only enough money to buy one pair of shoes for the twins. So the boys were actively rotating the shoes and not one was not going to school each day so that the other one could wear the shoes and go to school.
Mm.
We're talking about a pair of school shoes less than $100. Okay, so that's true.
Yeah.
And we've had another family who they couldn't afford the proper uniforms and they were relying on finding uniforms in op shops or being donated by other families. So then the kids were going to school and getting made fun of and even the teachers were giving them infringement notes because the uniforms were too small or not the right year.
Yeah.
So what we also do is a lot of the schools don't realise because obviously it's a privacy thing. So we work with the families and reach out to the schools and we work with PNFs particularly, parents and friends, associations, and we help each family to address what that child really needs and so that we can help them with their cost of living. So this is what's happening on the sunny coast and it's not always obvious, even to teachers.
Yeah.
And they might see behavioural problems or changes in kids, you know, just school results because they're wearing their shoes too small or because they don't have a sports uniform and that's all they can stress about.
Wow. I've got goosebumps.
If the bullying starts, you know, that becomes their entire world too. Mm. That'll ruin grades and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, Beck, you have opened our eyes to a problem that is happening right here on the coast under our noses. And you're right, you don't realise it for a lot. You don't know what happens behind closed doors in people's houses and
it's
you know,
a bit of
what
a taboo.
Families are going through.
Yeah, and it's a taboo topic as well, like people aren't talking about it. So Sunny Coast, this is why we are doing everything that we are. We're doing the bikini car washes and the lawn bowls and all sorts of stuff, trying to make noise and trying to get you involved to just dig deep or dig as much as you can. $25 will put shoes on a kid's feet, inclusivekids.com.au. Beck from Coaster Bay Housing, thank you so much for sharing the beautiful work that you guys do.
Thank you, guys. You are really making a difference.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, over in China, today, November 11, is National Singles Day.
Oh, Taz, I am so sorry I didn't get you anything. Oh, that's I'm a bad friend.
You're right. I bought you an amazing birthday present.
I know.
Actually, you've been showered with gifts for your birthday.
Yes, and here's
We're on day six of your birthday at the moment.
Yeah, and I let this most important day for you just go sliding by.
I know.
Finally,
I've been represented in
you
a day.
You have.
It's crazy. So a little bit of history on Singles Day. It's a holiday celebrated annually in China. It's celebrated every year. Unattached individuals mark the occasion by spoiling and treating themselves to gifts and presents. So all the single Pringles listening at the moment, treat yourself.
How are you going to celebrate? What are you going
to
do?
This has led to Singles Day becoming one of the world's largest online shopping days, mainly powered by China. I'm just thinking in years to come, this is going to get bigger and bigger.
Makes sense. I mean, there's a Valentine's Day. So why is there not a Singles Day?
You know what? Which is coming around real quickly as well to all those singles.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that's okay. Valentine's Day isn't that big here, is it? You know, it's not a huge thing.
Well, restaurants sell out. So it's hard to get a table.
True. Well, we've never done anything for Valentine's Day in my house.
Really?
No.
You and Dan?
No.
You've been together
He doesn't believe in it.
Dan, if you're listening, if you were looking at the face that I'm looking at the moment, okay, Ellie is upset.
No, I just want a nice card.
She would like to celebrate Valentine's Day on some level.
Well, this...
Doesn't have to be a huge thing. Doesn't have to be the rose petals everywhere and the candles and the, you know. Do something.
Just give me a little card.
You've got 3 months, mate.
Well, we are going to be overseas for Valentine's Day
next
year.
Oh, so here
we'll
we
probably
go.
Do a date night or something.
Well, I'll treat myself to a bit of Guzman tonight or something.
Oh, you know what? You should. Upgrade. Get yourself a large chippies.
Thanks.
And a big old burrito.
Go somewhere and get the meal for two and cry.
Do you want me to shout you Guzman?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, Crick's Volkswagen and CFM's Kicks for Kids Walk happening this Friday, raising as much money as we can for charity by walking. It's often a common way to raise a lot of charity money, right? Yeah. People doing big charity walks and things like that, right? I thought I'd Google charity walk, raise money, see if I can find what other people are doing around the world so that we can create a bit more awareness that our event's coming up on Friday.
Okay, I like where your head's up.
I came across this article. Let me know what you think. I think it's a real good noisemaker for the Sunny Coast. Mm-hmm. It's going to get a lot of people talking on our socials.
More than you and Foz in bikinis did last week?
I think more so.
Okay. Yeah.
Have a listen to this. UK man creates giant GPS penis drawing to raise money for charity.
I did not realise we were just... I need a bit more notice.
What? You need warning?
If
you need
you're
a penis
be...
warning?
Whoa! This is a family show.
Yeah, and that's the correct word to use.
Okay, but I've got a sound effect we can use. Okay. What about this one?
Okay, I don't want you to replace the word penis with the sound. So Terry Rossaman, he's 39. He's created history by scrawling a record-breaking 120-kilometre GPS drawing.
120Ks.
I know. We're not going to do that big.
God.
Of a...
Oh, sorry.
Across Wales to raise money for charity using the route tracking app Strava. So when you go for runs, it tracks where you go. He's run in a particular route that's ended up looking like a eggplant.
Nailed it that time.
I think. So you and I go for runs quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run tomorrow. I will make my run in the shape of a penis. Sorry.
I was ready to go for that one.
People aren't always. All right?
Hovering over the button.
I think tomorrow
You pointed.
I think tomorrow on your run, can you run in the shape of a penis? Please. And then we both bring our... So awkward. To the show tomorrow, and then the Sunny Coast has to vote which penis they prefer.
We both bring our to the show.
Yes.
Instead of you just
bringing
yours.
Can you flop yours out?
I'm not a 12-year-old boy. Like, this is such a
It's going to get the Sunny Coast talking. It's all about our charity walk this Friday, okay?
Yep.
But who can draw the better on their Strava app tomorrow?
Please. How far does it have to be?
I'd say at least 5K. You can't just go around the block.
It has
to be done in the streets.
Small ones are okay, Taz, okay? How dare you? It can be as small as it likes, not about size.
She's said other things to me off air. She doesn't actually believe that. So what do you think? Are you in?
It's a weird request. Like, often in this job we get asked to do some weird stuff.
Please,
this is up there with
please,
the
Ellie, please draw a penis on your Strava app tomorrow. Please.
Fine.
Yes.
Just one.
Woo!
Just one.
Just the one.
Yes.
Thank you.
And it might be small.
That's okay.
But I don't want judgment. Okay?
No judgment. Well,
maybe this would be a good insight.
The Sunny Coast might judge you. Anyway, it's tomorrow, but of course our Friday is our Kicks for Kids, thanks to Crick's Volkswagen. That's going to be our charity walk, but to raise money and raise awareness about it coming up this week.
This is the weirdest way to raise awareness for a kids' charity.
We can draw penises across the Sunny Coast.
Oh, my God.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Tazzy, I discovered a hack for if you are a cheeseburger fiend like myself.
Here we go. Well, you got a cheeseburger cake today for your birthday at work. So our workplace is really cool. If you don't want a cake, they'll get you pretty much anything else you want.
Exactly. Exactly. So the other day, our receptionist, Danny, comes to me and says, hey, you know, your birthday's coming up. What cake do you want?
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of a tradition of mine to get a cheeseburger cake.
Great. I got donuts for mine.
Yeah. See,
people love it.
Fun.
They don't always want cake every 5 days.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. And so she said, all right, we can arrange cheeseburger cake for you. No worries. She said, how much does a cheeseburger set you back? Because there's a budget for everyone's cakes. I think the budget's about $40.
Okay.
You max out at. And so I was like, all right, let's look it up. We looked up the menu at McDonald's. A cheeseburger will cost you $5.10 just for the burger.
$5.10 just for the cheeseburger?
Yep, I know. Cozzy lives, am I right? Whereas the hamburger, which is the exact same thing just without the cheese,
yes,
only costs you $2.
$2?
$2.
So hang on, so that's a $3
piece and 10 of cheese. Cents for your piece of cheese.
Oh, no. So the cheese that I had today as part of your cake was not McDonald's cheese.
Well, this is the thing. So I said to Danny, I was like, why don't we just get a stack of hamburgers, go down, get some Colby cheese, chuck in a slice in everyone's things, and boom.
Wow.
Cheeseburger hacked.
Okay, so it's only a hack if you want to buy bulk cheeseburgers, to be fair. This isn't an everyday problem that people want to buy 20 of them and want to save some cash. Are you buying 20 cheeseburgers on a budget?
Well, for anyone else who thinks about maybe having a cheeseburger cake for their birthdays, you're welcome.
So you get hamburgers instead?
Yeah.
Hamburger, is it all the same ingredients?
I'm pretty sure.
Pickles? The sauce?
Yeah, there's pickles. Yeah, there's sauce. Maybe the desiccated onions.
Coconut? It's not a bounty bar. Oh, we're losing the plot, Sunny Coast. Having a slow launch of the show this week.
Dehydrated onions is what I was thinking of, not desiccated coconut. They're very different.
No condensed milk in mine. Weird.
Anyway, cheeseburgers hacked. News is up next.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I want to get your thoughts on what you would do, Taz, if you were in Western Sydney on Friday morning, okay?
Yes. How the hell did I get here?
Okay.
Go Penrith. Yeah, the Panthers.
Okay. You're done?
Yep.
You're not. You're going to whip out like a Parramatta.
I was going to say, are the Eels around there?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Anyway, so dozens of families in Sydney woke to a disturbing note in their letterboxes that basically was a printed thing that was delivered by hand saying, warning, 8th of November, 24, stay out of Sydney CBD, stay safe, stay home. So you get up.
Joke's on them. I check my letterbox every 3 weeks. So this would have been very irrelevant news by the time
I
saw it.
Well, I reckon I would freak out if I've seen that.
Well, you're calling the cops, aren't you?
Yeah, well, a lot of people took to social media, as you do.
Okay, yeah.
Gosh. In these situations.
I hate the world. Instead of getting, you know, official people involved, I'm just going to post to like a mum's group. Online.
To be fair, it works. You know how you and I were texting each other the other night because the lights in Maroochydore were flickering?
Yeah, fair.
It was only because the community boards all said it was too, that we was okay. Said it was too, that we was okay.
That was okay.
So anyway, the police have come out and said, don't worry, there is no credible threat to, you know, the Sydney CBD. Everything's
well, of course,
fine.
Because we're in November 11, nothing happened.
Yeah. A truth seeker has claimed credit for it on Instagram.
Right.
No, I don't have the exact handle of the
truth seeker.
What do you
have to do to be a truth seeker?
I don't know. It's weird that that's how the news has described this person. But apparently she said that she saw a lot of signs that the 8th of the 11th was going to be a bad day.
No, she just had a gut feel.
Well, no. She's got signs. Let me read you out some of the signs that she's
got. She just had vibes. The vibes were off.
The vibes were very off. She has said that she's seen signs in various TV shows, movies and newspaper headlines that indicated there was going to be a catastrophic event on November 8th.
What?
In one video, she shared a scene from Emily in Paris where Emily is trying to book into a room on that date. That was sign number one. In another scene from Stranger Things, she spots tattoos that say 8 and 11.
Oh, my gosh.
And in the rom-com Anyone But You, Glenn Powell tells Sydney Sweeney that it's a pretty killer view from up here, and she zooms in on the word killer.
Oh, my God.
They were her signs.
They were her signs.
So
I haven't seen
Sydney.
Much of Stranger Things, but there is a character called 11.
Yeah.
Does she have 11 tattooed on her?
I don't know. Probably.
I would say so.
You'd think so. Is there a character called 8?
Yeah, there are other numbers.
Ah, well, there you go. Mm. So she said she tried to warn people, especially people with prams, not to go in the city, but they all thought she was weird, so she resorted to doing the letter drop instead. What do you
mean? You know what? I actually really like that she's got an inkling of something and she's tried to do some good. I mean, she's a lunatic, but she's tried to do some good.
But do you know how
she's
many
tried
people...
to stop people going, look, I think something's bad's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Let's just turn around. And she's gone, oh, nobody's listening to me. How do I get the word out? And she's gone and she's printed. She's typed up on Microsoft Word.
She's got some clip art.
Print. How many do I want?
How many people do I want to save?
20, 50. Nah, go 100. Let's go 100 for now and I'll hand those out and then we'll go another 100. She probably did like 200.
She's dedicated. And she's probably covered some K's.
She's had to walk it off.
Yeah, but Taz, it wasn't real. It wasn't like...
No, but I like...
She watched a movie and saw a number.
I like that she was trying. She was trying to do good.
If I had gotten up and seen that and I was going to work in the Sydney CBD that day, I probably wouldn't have gone. And boom, there's my
annual leave. Because you are always looking for a day off.
True. And to be fair, 8th of 11th was my birthday, so I got it off anyway.
Big Boss Benny, I found this note. I mean, it's in my handwriting, but it says, do not go to CFM. Today.
So true. If anyone wants to DM me, I'll give you my address. If you could drop one of them.
If you're a truth seeker of the Sunny Coast.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.